Anyone who has vacationed in the higher elevations of Colorado, such as Vail and Estes Park, will tell you altitude sickness can be a real problem. Loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, weakness, dizziness, and difficulty sleeping can plague those visiting areas over 8,000 feet. Altitude sickness results from the lack of oxygen at high elevations. At 13,000 feet, every lung full of air holds only 60% of what it would at sea level. Despite that fact, many indigenous people live in areas of low oxygen concentration with few adverse effects. The big question is, how do they survive? The body can adapt to low oxygen levels by making more hemoglobin, an oxygen-carrying molecule in red blood cells. But too much hemoglobin over a long period of time can put a person at risk of blood clots, stroke, or chronic mountain sickness. Scientists wondered how mountain people can remain healthy living at high altitudes. To see if genes contribute, scientists analyzed the genomes of three ethnic groups living at altitudes over 12,000 feet, two from Ethiopia and Tibetans. One Ethiopian group, the Oromo, cope the same way lowlanders do, by making more hemoglobin. The Amhara and Tibetans, on the other hand, have hemoglobin levels 10% lower than the Oromo. Does genetic variation account for this? Scientists found that both the Amhara and Tibetan highlanders possess genetic variants associated with low hemoglobin levels. But they were not the same genes. It appears that each group took a different evolutionary path to achieve the same outcome of dampening the usual response of increased hemoglobin. How about those vacationers in Colorado? They'll have to make do with their own lowland genes for now. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from PENCO. I'm Don Glass.